You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Welcome to BI Radio. I'm Ken Seeley. The subject of our next piece has been described as small, dark, and not much to look at. But any words that follow that description read like a romance novel. I'm talking about the BlackBerry. And we're going to learn about the next exciting chapter in high-tech's greatest love story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anastasia Valentine, and I'm the product manager responsible for Cognos 8 Go Mobile. And with me today is...
Hi, I'm Mike Iles. I'm a dev lead with Cognos Go Mobile. Today, we're going to talk about mobile security.
Absolutely. And I think that now that we're venturing into the mobile world and making business intelligence available on mobile devices, there are a lot of other things to take into consideration with making data available outside the firewall on these standalone devices. What are some things that we should take into consideration now?
Well, this is a huge world, maybe to start. We're into the billions of mobile devices around the world. I was reading that there are three billion mobile devices in the world. 1 billion of them shipped last year. More and more, these are being used in enterprise.
So that's a lot of devices, and we know that enterprises today, and some of them are actually not only just arming their mobile workforce with mobile devices, but some of them are even opting to go mobile only. So replacing actual laptops with, let's say, BlackBerry devices or any other sort of mobile handheld device. So that introduces some more concerns from, I guess, maybe a theft and even loss perspective.
Absolutely. So let's start with that, because theft and loss are probably the biggest issues that that enterprise users are going to face, or anyone with a mobile device. Some of the statistics around lost devices and stolen devices are amazing. This was from a 2005 survey that a security firm PointSec did of taxis around the world. They found in a 6 month period, 6,000 pocket PCs, 5,000 laptops, 60,000 phones. This was in London alone. So
yeah, and I've got some really interesting stats on the West Coast of the U.S. So 12,000 devices were left behind in taxi cabs in a 6 month period. So that in itself is a cause for concern, not necessarily something to scare our end users, but just certainly to think about. These things can fall out of pockets. They can be left behind for places like airport security, where you're unpacking and packing up. And because they're small and they're portable, they can be easily stolen. So it's something just to be very conscious of in terms of maintaining the privacy and the security of your data.
Right now, Go Mobile is released just on BlackBerry, and so we'll talk about some of the features that BlackBerries offer for in the case of theft. The first one, of course, is password protection on the device itself. So after it hasn't been used for a period of time, the device will lock up and require the user's password. If it is stolen and reported back to the administrator, BlackBerry's offer a remote kill, a remote wipe command. That is something that the administrator can send out to a stolen device to not only erase the data on the device, but also to disable the device completely. So it's not even worth, it can't be reused by a thief, or resold.
Now that's a good point, Mike, because also if you don't enter your password, and I think by default you have 10 tries, which I think is more than generous, in my humble opinion, but after 10 tries, if you don't get that password right, then that device actually has to be reactivated by an administrator too, so it's not something that can be hacked open.
And in person too.
And in person, you have to present yourself at the administrator and admit that you can't get into your device after 10 tries, and that in itself can be a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah, the shame of the whole thing is good incentive not to lose it.
What about in the case where a device gets stolen or lost, left behind in a cab or at airport security, for example, and someone is clever enough to disable the radio? What happens then? Because that data still resides on the device.
No, that's a great point. Some of the research, some of the BlackBerry mechanisms come into play there. Of course, the device will time out after a period of time, and you'll have to re-enter your password. But if a thief is able to, you know, keep the device alive, maybe they keep it active so that the password lock isn't disabled. They're smart enough to turn the radio off so that the remote wipe command can't make it down to the device. Another level of security that Cognos Go Mobile adds is the idea of leases. And this is the same as a traditional lease, you know, on an apartment or something, where the server allows the device to use the data for a certain period of time without checking back in with the server. But beyond that period of time, if the device isn't able to come back to the server, then the data will be locked out and the user will be locked out.
So if the user can't be re-authenticated, they simply don't get access. So for example, like a hotel key, if I check in, I'm given a key for the duration of my stay, but as I check out, the room's still there, but I just simply can't get in.
Absolutely.
Cognos Mobile also provides the ability to generate custom encryption keys that can be used by an organization so that those keys are specific only to that organization. How would they deploy that, and in what cases would they deploy that kind of technology?
So the administrator is able to generate keys that are unique to that installation and then to embed those keys into the application that makes its way down to the mobile device. So in that way, the administrator can guarantee that there's a sort of a handshake of trust between the application running on the device and the server that it's talking to.
So by having that unique key, if anyone were to intercept that data over the air, they couldn't decrypt it because they don't have that key on the other side.
Exactly. It's over-the-air security, and it's also identity. It means that both sides can trust each other. The device knows that it's talking to the right server, and the server knows that it's talking to the right device. So very important.
Now, another thing that I don't think that a lot of mobile users are aware of is that just like on our PCs, there's malware and there's viruses for mobiles and that can be transmitted over the air to mobile devices. So what should people be conscious of in terms of malware and viruses? What kind are out there? How can they prevent it?
Well, there's actually surprisingly little malware and viruses for mobile devices, and it's because the devices exist in such a sort of a scary environment, you know, an environment where they're on all the time, they're available over wireless networks all the time. So the manufacturers, the device and the operating system manufacturers are very aware of this, and you know, the network stacks are hardened, and the devices themselves require that applications that run on them be signed by the hardware or by the device manufacturer. So in our case, our Cognos Go Mobile application has been signed by Research in Motion. And so that provides a guarantee to users and to administrators that the application that makes its way onto people's BlackBerries is in fact the one that we want to get there, and it hasn't been manipulated in any way.
So it's some level of authenticity, for example.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, Mike, we covered an awful lot today about mobile security and really the things that people need to take into consideration whether they're deploying a Cognos mobile application or any mobile application out there.
The last advice I think that I would give to people is to control the environment that data is getting used in, is basically to develop upfront a security policy that meets the needs of your organization. So on that note, I'd like to thank everyone for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Need answers to your business questions when you're away from your desk? Easy. Go Mobile. Cognos 8 Go Mobile is Cognos Business Intelligence on your BlackBerry. Get the latest information about your customers, prospects, sales, and more. It's the timely, secure, and instant information you've been waiting for, delivered to the palm of your hand. See a demo at www.cognos.com/products. That's cognos.com/products.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.